It serves me right, Hunter. Serves me right, my friend. I tried to go and do a quick trip into Edina.
Oh?
I had to go. So here's the deal. Every year I have bought a big cake for the teachers at my kid's school. If you are not doing something for your teachers, the teachers at your kid's school every year, shame on you. They are doing a magnificent job. My son is, he's getting ready to be a senior, and I can see the lessons that he learned in elementary school, you know, playing out in him today.
Sure.
And he's a good student, does all these things. You know, he's just a great student. So the kids' elementary school, I buy a cake. Not just a cake. I go get a Woolettes one. One of the fancy schmancies, yeah.
Ooh.
So the closest Woolettes to me is over at 50th and France, that one over there. So I say to myself, I can cut through. I can get over there. I am leaving at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Easy enough. Get over there. My kid's school is over in Minnetonka in the Hopkins School District. There, bing, bada, bing, bada, bing, boom. I literally walked into this studio 90 seconds ago before this show started because I had to go through 50th in France, and dear Lord. First of all, I have nothing against – I mean, when you go into a business and everyone's like, is this the one with the seeds in it? I sure don't like that one. You used to have a son of a – and that's me in the back. What – let me see every – can you describe in detail every pastry that's in the case? Because I would like to think about this for a long time. Oh, God. But the thing which is the most – beyond the fact that half of Edina is under construction because they got the money, so they just rebuild the damn thing every 4 years anyway. And you think I'm joking on that step. They said, hell's this road? 3 hours? Repave it. My God, we got so much tax dollars burning through it. Do it again. They never stop constructing roads over there in Edina. But the worst part is – now, you've driven down 50th in France, right? Going down 50th, right? Do you know they have those designated crosswalks, right?
Sure.
They have designated crosswalk areas so that people – because there's a lot of foot traffic because those high-end stores are not going to sell their own $1,000 purses. I mean, they're just not. For goodness sake. We need foot traffic, McNeil. You barbarian. I guess you go to a strip mall and do your shopping there. But here we have some prestigious and class. So they put these crosswalks out there. Now, I don't have any problem with that. I'm not exactly – although I do love with a passion a Dino woman who, because I didn't stop 10 feet in front of the crosswalk, acts as if, how dare you?
Oh,
I mean, for God's sakes, you have plenty of space. Go. Just – you're fine. Go. But even with all these crosswalks, what does a Dino person do? Just chucks across anywhere they go. You put in all these crosswalks, and the reason why it took so long to get through 50th in France was because there were so many damn people that were just crossing whatever they wanted to go. Like it's grand old days or something like that. Seriously. It's like, get your amazingly color-coordinated outfit and butt out of my way. Oh, my God, it's a minivan. Honey, run. It's a heathen. Mm-hmm. 1064. 1064! Reps, 1064, by the way, in Edina talk is police code for rapscallion. Rapscallion! 1064, for goodness sakes! Call the police! So I make the mistake of getting the cake. Because I should have not gotten the cake. I should have just said, you know what, I'll come back and get it. But I got the cake because I can't leave it here. Not that I don't trust you guys, although, no, I don't trust you guys.
That sounds really good.
You got a cake in the car, Matt? Oh, I got to go outside for my pants. No, it's not that I don't trust you guys. It's the fact that even though it is pretty cloudy, still cool, I can't leave a cake like that out in the car where the greenhouse effect's
going
to – oh, yeah, it's going to be, here's your melted pound of frosting. So I had to get it there. By the grace of God, go I. I had the traffic lights working with me. I managed to get up there, but I literally got here 90 seconds before the show started. So what are we talking about today? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. A lot to get to today. I want to start off, though, with and boy, oh, boy, you know, speaking of reminding ourselves of the days and age, I remember when my wife and I were out looking for daycares for our kids, and there was one woman we went to, my oldest daughter, my middle child. She, we went and took her to there was a daycare that was being run out of a duplex near our house. And, you know, this woman had all the bells and whistles of a good daycare. She was licensed and all that good stuff. And we're talking about this. She lasted, my daughter lasted about, now, mind you, my daughter is a infant. This is only about, I think she was about 3 months old when we started taking her into daycare. 3 months. So she's a very small child. About 10 days into this experiment with the daycare, the woman calls, she goes, you're going to have to find a different daycare. And we're like, why? What's wrong? She goes, your daughter is crying. Well, and then you're like, okay, why is she crying? Well, it's not that she's hungry or she's tired or she needs to be changed. I check those things. She just gets a little cranky sometimes. Well, she's an infant. Well, I'm watching my shows. And she literally said that. I'm watching my shows. You're doing what? No, you're watching the kids, right? That's what you meant to say. The kids. And not the kids in the hall or the movie Kids. No, you're watching the children that we have entrusted you with. You're watching them. No, she goes, I need to have some time where the kids are entertaining themselves during the day. And I'm like, wow. And so, yeah, we no problem. We need to find another place. Don't worry about the 2 weeks. We'll take them. We won't let you know, don't worry. I actually ended up taking, I think, like 4 days off to watch my kid till we found another daycare provider. But still, as bad as that was, Cottage Grove Police Department received a tip that a woman was running an unlicensed daycare in the St. Paul suburb. A check with sitter.com found one Megan M. offering child care services. The police obtained a search warrant. When they arrived at the Granada Avenue home, they were greeted by 25-year-old Megan Martin, accompanied by the distinct scent of alcohol, which is generally not recommended in a daycare center. Usually we don't put daycares in bars, just FYI. It doesn't work out too well. It doesn't, especially not by like the axe throwing or the dart boards. You know, we got to have some standards. You know what I mean? Yeah. Inside, they found 12 young children, 12, three of whom were strapped to car seats with blankets over their heads. There were open drawers providing easy access to knives, booze, and chemicals. Martin also neglected to have functioning smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. At least, I mean, the smoke, you don't have working smoke detectors? Wow. At least she had the courtesy to decorate the place with cat feces. Apparently, an abundant amount of cat feces around. All told, the police found 17 major violations of standard daycare procedure. Martin admitted she'd been running the center for 5 years and had purposely blown off getting a license. Gee willikers, really? She further confessed to leaving the kids alone when she showered and did all their personal tasks. 12 kids doing Lord of the Flies in that place, okay? Nice. Dear Lord. And when the police gave her breathalyzer, she registered an impressive 0.12. Wow. She was drunk. Which would also legally have her too drunk to drive, probably too much to adequately care for a dozen or so small children. Martin was charged with child neglect, operating without a license. Washington County Attorney's Office also got a restraining order preventing her from reopening and is suing to make that order permanent. At this point, I don't think you have to worry about that because I don't think any child would want to be with her. Any parent would want to drop that child off. So, Yeah. There you go. It's just the little things that you see. And then the other thing is, what the heck's up with this dude that keeps smashing windows with his bike lock? Last Friday, okay, first of all, a cyclist went off on a parked school bus in the Minneapolis bike lane and smashed its windows. It apparently happened again, but this time a mom got the whole thing on video. And they aired it on Care 11. It went down on Blaisdell Avenue near West 32nd Street. A South Minneapolis mom was hurrying her son to his bus when she caught sight of the cyclist zipping towards them. The rider was wearing a dark hoodie, a baseball cap, and sunglasses, and was reaching backward to pull something out of a backpack, a U-shaped bike lock. She got out her iPhone just in time to watch the lock lash the bus rear blinker. On the video, you can hear a second pop after the cyclist vanishes around the bus. The rearview mirror took a hit, too. That was him, the bus driver, Rich Olson, yells. Yep, yellow bike, the mom replies off camera. Call the police again. The bus was at the same spot as the one that got attacked on Friday. The mom, who didn't share her name with Care 11, said she witnessed that one, too, and she was a little spooked by the whole thing. It's scary that someone's out there and it's road rage on a bicycle. Olson told Care 11 that the two attacks were indeed the same guy and that he'd been giving him trouble for weeks. He recognized the yellow bike with the yellow ring around the front tire. He'd originally hoped standing by the rear of the bus Monday would have made a stranger less likely to reoffend. Obviously, it didn't work. And by the way, yeah, you watch the video. The guy is standing, the bus driver is standing right at the back of the bus. The guy almost hits him with the bike lock.
Wow.
And it's pretty close. So far, no one's been hurt. It should be noted that under Minnesota law, school buses are allowed to park in bike lanes as long as they have their red signals on and their stop signs extended. So he's not breaking the law by any standard. Okay. We in Minneapolis, I think, are one of – worldwide, one of the friendliest bike towns you'll ever see. It blows my mind how many people in the middle of winter are biking in this town.
I know. It's crazy.
That's insanity. I mean, it really is. But it is. I mean, and good for you. And by the way, you know, good luck on the Ironman, because you have to have that level of strength and fitness, in my mind, to be able to bike through Minneapolis streets with snow on them. You have my respect. We do more to do this, but it's stuff like this. You know, I've kind of jokingly, and I want to make sure I very, you know, much get serious to a point. I have made comments on this show before how I get frustrated with Bike Guy when, in this case, I was talking about, I drove up to St. Michael's Albertville for a baseball game with my kid. Mm-hmm. And if you're out there, there's an actual dedicated bike lane. It's a bike lane separated from the highway. It is two-way. There wasn't a person on it. It's paved. It's beautiful. And yet Bike Guy is on the road slowing down traffic, even though there is a perfectly good – I mean, we've made you a bike lane. It is the purpose of it is for bikes. And I know that you like sometimes to make this argument that it doesn't matter. You shouldn't spend that money. You just have to allow us on the road like a car. I'm for safety with bikes and all that stuff too. But it's when you get to this point where you are belligerently going out of your way to thumb your nose at the efforts we're making to make this city more bike friendly. And that's the part which is insane. And to tell the truth, it blows my mind that this guy is this violent with a bike. This violent, this insane. So I'm not against bike lanes. I'm not against people bicycling. As a matter of fact, I've often commented on this show that when you come to a designated cross area on a bike trail, I'm one of the guys that stops my car as you're legally supposed to in a designated crossing area. And I wave the people by, and people, nothing makes me more angry when I've actually stopped as I'm supposed to. Bike guy is there waiting at the intersection and he waves me through. I said, no. You're supposed to – this is the point of the whole thing. We've actually made it this. I appreciate your dedication to the bike. But dedication becomes zealotry real quick if you don't know how to tone it down a little bit. And once again, I'm for bike lanes. I'm for all this stuff. But for goodness sake, I just – tone it down. You know, get a grip. realize attacking a school bus is clearly not only not going to get people on your side, it's going to get people where, if you know this clown, let me describe his bike once again. The rider was wearing a dark hoodie, a baseball cap, sunglasses, was reaching backward, pulsing in the backpack, a bike-shaped lock. Recognize the yellow bike with a yellow ring around the front tire. So if you recognize this bicyclist, call the police. This guy, he could be attacking a bus with kids on it, shattering a window next to a child, hurting it because you parked in the bike lane, even though as a school bus, he's entitled to do so. So if you know who this person is, turn him in. Absolutely. No pity, no sorrow. And charge this guy, throw the book at him. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back when we do return. A great question that was posted to me about what happened in the Minnesota House and the press in this town. When we do return, it's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Get out of the cold at Burger Mo's. Burger Monday Madness happens every Monday after 4 p.m., except on Excel event evenings, where you can order any burger with fries on the menu for just $6. Burger Mo's always offers fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, desserts, two daily happy hours, and 60 beers on tap. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
Hi, Matt here from Green Home Doctors. We've just experienced the worst ice dam season in years. If you had ice dams, it is critical to fix the cause so this doesn't happen again and create damage to your ceiling, or worse. Contact Green Home Doctors to analyze your heat loss. We have specialized equipment that allows us to diagnose where the heat loss is occurring and make it possible to remedy the issue effectively. Visit greenhomedr.com. That's greenhomedr.com.
The Minneapolis Farmers Market has the best selection of plants for your gardens, the freshest produce, meats, and farmstead goods. You'll find meat vendors, some homestead vendors, and greenhouse vendors in the early part of spring. Plus, there will be fresh produce when the weather gets warmer. The Hennepin County Government Center Market is open Tuesdays. The Nicollet Mall Market is open on Thursdays. And the 312 East Lindell Market is open daily from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. More details at mplsfarmersmarket.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Hunter, you bring up a good point. Maybe that's the reason why they were so upset with me. I was trying to take a cake out of a Dyna. I graduated from your high school. Suck it up. How dare you? The cake is all ours. We're the cake eaters. Give me. Get him. Stop that rapscallion in the minivan. 1064. 1064. Oh, there you go, Marla. 952-946-6205. All right. So, great question posted to me by a follower on social media last night. And I don't generally give, basically ideas of calls to action. I generally don't. But this one puts the entire story about the threatening behavior of Tony Jurgens, the Republican from Cottage Grove, the House member, who was so upset that an amendment to a bill failed, he verbally and physically threatened Representative Jamie Becker Finn in the side room, the antechamber of the house, and had to be separated by someone else. Staff had to literally drag this clown away because he was threatening. And I've heard from a good source that indeed he was. This wasn't just I'm upset with you, though. He was livid, and they were concerned that there might actually be physical violence here. And we've talked about the fact that, wait a minute here, this is the second Republican who has threatened physical violence against the Democrats. In the first case, Cal Barr at the Capitol Rotunda during a gun rally with a bunch of gun kooks said the people writing common sense gun regulations should be thrown to the curb, stomped on, which, by the way, imagery from the white nationalists stomping on them, and then run over a few times, to which, you know, and we have tape of it. We have tape of Cal Barr saying this. Cal Barr and the Republicans released a thing saying, well, I clearly meant to talk about the bills. I never threatened violence against anyone. And the media of this town, the pathetic freaking media of this town, go, well, sounds like it was the case to me. Doesn't sound, he sounds like it was just an honest mistake when he threatened to kill some of the Democrats. Gee willikers. Here you have a far more nefarious case. I mean, if you're out there, I mean, especially if you're a woman, you're in the office. You have a big project. They've opened up the ideas area, and you come up with this great idea for the department that you're working in, and you submit it, and you're on the fast track to possibly get a promotion, which is great. And all of a sudden, that another coworker who wanted that promotion comes up and threatens you and verbally starts yelling at you and has to actually be dragged away from you because they're so dang angry they didn't get the promotion. They didn't get the spotlight. Happens every day in this city. You know, over testosterone jackasses that think that they can basically thuggery their way into success. And so you cannot criticize the people who are being threatened for feeling intimidating and feeling this is not right. And that's exactly what Tony Jurgens apparently did. And he got written up in it. As a matter of fact, it was written up in the Journal of the House. On May 2nd, it was written up. The specific event happened on April 29th. And of course, the Republicans and the Democrats signed this letter all saying we condemn this sort of threats of violence and verbal threats in the workplace. The Republicans quickly went out saying Jamie Becker Finn deserved it. And that's kind of, if you read their response, that's what it basically boils down to. It's like, you know, as I said, it's sort of they're making excuses, and I'm, you know, paraphrasing to a point here, like it's the abusive husband who beats his wife and then when gets caught, he says, well, but she didn't meet me at the door with my beer. That's kind of the gist of what, at least how as I read it. This, you know, it's like, yeah, this might have happened. We're not going to apologize it. And let's face it, Jamie Becker Finn was being kind of a jerk. So there really is this kind of horrible nature to it. And I brought up yesterday, and I've talked about this basically all week long, and yesterday I brought up the fact that how in the hell does the media in this town, the Star Tribune, the Pioneer Press, Care 11, Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 9, heck, even NPR, how are you guys not covering this? A Republican House member verbally and physically threatens a Democrat because he's angry an amendment failed on a bill. How is that not newsworthy? I know you've got stories of ducks and the newest hot burger in town to eat. But it would seem to me that in the Capitol, a member of one party threatening a member of another party would be newsworthy. And someone last night put it in perfect perspective. Do you think the media of this town would be doing the same intentional, purposeful silence on this story if Ilhan Omar would have been the representative accused of threatening a Republican? If Ilhan Omar was accused of threatening a Republican, and don't give me this, well, that's the U.S. House, man. No, if Ilhan Omar, when she was a House rep, was accused of threatening a Republican House rep, Star Tribune would have it front page, above the fold. Not only that, they would have a reporter at every Democrat in the state asking them, should she resign? Should she apologize to condone her behavior? They would have team coverage on Channel 11 and Channel 4 and Channel 5. They would be Ilhan Omar's threats against the Republicans. And you'd have people coming on here. It's like, you know, there's no excuse for someone to be doing this. So I'm hesitant to do calls to action, but I would love for everyone out there, if you could do me a favor, contact the Star Tribune, the Pioneer Press, contact their news people. Be respectful. Be very, very respectful. Channel 11, Channel 9, Channel 5, Channel 4, everyone. And ask them this question. Are you saying that you would still not be covering this story in any way, shape, or form if Ilhan Omar would have been the politician accused of threatening a Republican? Are you saying definitively that your newspaper would completely ignore that or any of the other Muslim Democrats that are in the House or Senate? You're saying that if a Muslim politician in Minnesota who was a Democrat was threatening a Republican, that you would insist, nope, no story, that you would not cover that. And if they ask what story are you talking about, point them to Blue Stem Prairie because they're the only ones that have covered the story. And my God, that is a travesty that only one news outlet, and with all due respect to Sally Joe who runs that place, it's a fringe one at best too. Covers usually agricultural out-state news, but she caught this story, and my God, is it important. You cannot have a functioning government that whenever the opposition party doesn't like what the majority party is doing, they basically start threatening them. You cannot have that in a functioning democracy. And the fact that the media of this town, the Pioneer Press, the Star Tribune, 11, 4, 5, 9, the fact that they have allowed this story to go and have said nothing about it is in-frickin' excusable, because we all know it would be top story for any of them if it was Ilhan Omar alleged to be threatening a Republican. Abso-freaking-lutely. So I want you to call their news directors. Ask them, how is this not a story? How is a Republican threatening a Democrat because he was angry to having to be separated because he was angry about an amendment not passing? How is – and pretty much all three Democrats going on this. Ask these news people. Demand they explain how in the world they've let this go, and if would they feel the same way if it was Ilhan Omar being accused of threatening someone? Because I guarantee you when Ilhan Omar was being attacked by the Republicans, they gleefully went with the narrative that Ilhan Omar was wrong. They gleefully went with it. It's inexcusable. It is absolutely inexcusable. The media of this town is allowing this story to go nowhere. But it's par for the course. Whether it's credit card debt with Kurt Dowd disappearing, or Cal Barr's comments, or the double cross of Kurt Dowd with the light rail, all these things that they basically things that happened. Where if it was truly a neutral journalistic. Into a neutral news source with journalistic integrity, that those stories would not have been swept under the rug. And I'll be damned if I am going to be comfortable in any way, shape, or form with male Republicans threatening female Democrats because little whiny boy is having a temper tantrum. I'm not going to take that. That is unacceptable in a million ways from Sunday. And it's even more unacceptable that the media is acting as if cover for these Republicans because they refuse to cover the damn story. Now I'm done. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. Gary, you're up. And then I'm going to probably make some people mad, but I'll do my best to try to tone it down. I'll explain in a second. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week, I'll highlight a group of German university students and their professor who, in 1942, created an underground resistance to the Nazi regime using the moniker White Rose. It's a story of idealism at its finest. Then, for the big interview, I'll speak with Chris Farrell, author of Purpose and a Paycheck, about how older workers are seizing opportunities to create new businesses Very interesting. Ellie 2.0 Radio on AM 950.
At Mother Earth Gardens, we've been selling heirloom and open-pollinated plants for your backyard homestead since 1994. We research our products and we hand-pick every pot, trellis, and gift. So if you love 50-plus varieties of tomatoes, native planting for pollinators, and a shocking variety of annuals and perennials, make the journey to one of our two locations, South Minneapolis across from the Riverview Theater and Northeast at Stinson and Lowry. Small footprint, surprising selection. MotherEarthGarden.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota and the vehicle which made me fall in love with Toyotas was the RAV4. Now, Toyota is just teasing me as they have an all-new, fully redesigned RAV4. It's gorgeous. A distinct exterior that pops and a refined interior which has everything you want and room to move. And the big news is the RAV4 now comes in a hybrid version. Remember, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance. Test drive the new RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming to diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Programming here brought to you by eatlocalminnesota.com. Restaurant of the week, all of them. That's right, we're featuring them all. Now, if you do not have a reservation for mom for Mom's Day, you better get cracking on that one. You're going to run out of time, especially if you want to take her out for a brunch. A lot of places they book out, so make sure you get reservations. Go to eatlocalminnesota.com. Find a great local restaurant. Have a great Mother's Day. eatlocalminnesota.com. Gary is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gary.
Well, Matt, I'm glad you bring up that double standard mentioned Omar. You know, my grandfather used to say the media always was big money Republican, even back in the days of Roosevelt and Swanson. But I just saw this. Wellstone, when he first came in, he rocked the boat over that first Iraq war with old man Bush. And he said something to the tune, I don't remember the exact words, I can't stand Bush. And he was brought on the carpet, you know, to apologize and all that. Mm. And then what's the name, that rat down in North Carolina? I can call anything I want, I'm not in the Senate. Jesse Helms?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said every demeaning thing there was about Clinton, and they didn't do a darn thing to the Joker.
Gary, thank you very much. I remember, how about Governor Pawlenty, when he said, if you support the troops, how can you criticize George W. Bush? Do you remember that? you can't criticize the president if you support the troops. Basically, making the implication that if you criticized W, you were desecrating the honor and legacy of the troops. That was his argument. Well, I haven't heard Governor Pawlenty go on out there and condemn Jurgich for his behavior or Kyle Barr. No, they're hypocrites, and the Republican double standard. And reminder, the whole reason the Republicans quickly put out that letter trying to say, but Jamie Becker Finn deserved it. And the reason why they did that is because they know that they can muddy the waters enough and say, and so that the new news media, because they're lazy, and I have no problem saying that, news media in my mind is very lazy in these days. They'll just shrug their shoulders and say, both sides do it. Bye. No, both sides are not threatening coworkers with, you know, verbal threats and verbal and physical threats. I mean, they're not. And you can just say, oh, both sides do it. It's not fair. 952-946-6205. So there, you know, and staying with the story of men abusing their position, Louis C.K., you know him as the comedian who basically he's got some issues, and he definitely abused his position. He abused his power. He was with his sexual deviances are pretty disturbing, and he deserves to be, you know, called out and criticized dramatically. Absolutely. No one is – that is – no. Louis C.K. is a jerk. I will not. If I listen, I've got one of the comedy channels on, and he comes on, I change it. I don't listen to him. His day is over in my mind. I do not endorse him. I will not go see him. I will not go and buy his products. I will not. Because he undeniably took advantage of his position to sexually abuse people. And that's, you know, that's that it just that's just so disturbing. It's not even funny. It really, you know, it's god awful. Well, the reason why Louis C.K. has kind of come up again is that the Acme Comedy Club is bringing him in. He's going to do some shows here in town. And there's a lot of people that are angry about that. And I guess the question is, what are you angry at? Now, I'm sure there are some people who feel as if after what Louis C.K. is done, he should probably be taken out back and shot. I know that there are people out there that are that angry and that mad. And I mean, that's you know, that's on them. The truth is, what do you allow him to do? Now, we do have rules in this country about what certain people can do. And I think the most common example of this is people who have been convicted of crimes against children generally can't be teachers, they can't be school bus drivers, they can't. We have rules that say that certain behavior negates you from doing certain things. Where does that line end, though? Are we saying that Louis C.K. can't do comedy anymore? That he has to, what, become a you know, work, make sandwiches at a Subway? Or he has to clean stores after they're closed at night? That's the only jobs we'll allow him to have. Because I think that that's a very dangerous path to go down. And I'll give you a great example of that. Jenna Shortall is talking to the Acme Comedy Club owners about having him on in. And frankly, there's a lot of jackasses out there that don't think Jenna Shortall should be on TV. And if we start going down the road of what the masses say a person can and cannot do as far as a career, I don't like that. That's not something that's going to have some good outcomes. That's going to end up having some really bad outcomes. So I don't know if you really can say, well, he can't do it. So are you mad? You know, we're all mad at Louis C.K. Him going on tour again. Are you mad at him for going on tour? Are you mad at the Acme Comedy Club for booking him? Or are you mad at the people that buy the ticket? Because for me, it's the latter. I'm like, why are you buying tickets to this? Why are you doing that? I wouldn't be buying tickets to that. That's the problem I have. And if you want to go after Acme, the problem that you end up having is no one is going to deny Acme Comedy Club has been and some of the comedy clubs in this town have been fantastic for female comedians, for up and coming minority comedians. They've given them a platform to work on their craft and do better things. And if you basically go and say, this is a bridge too far, we need to shut this down. Well, where are you going to find the replacement for that? I am not saying that it's not uncomfortable having the guy back in town. I'm not saying it's pleasant to have the guy here by no means. But if the guy is selling tickets, someone's going to book him. And whether or not you and which if you say, well, that's not right, well, then we get back to the, are you saying that he can't do a certain job? Or are you just mad about the fact that there is apparently enough people that will pay for tickets to go see the guy? And that's, I think, the real thing is that you can have someone who's really done some horrible things like this, and yet there are still people that will line up to get tickets to go see the guy. And that's the sad part. And so I want to put that out there for people is, you know, what do you do in this situation? Do you, you know, just say, no, there's not going to be any open venues for you in Minneapolis, even though that, you know, that someone could say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll rent out a warehouse space and I'll make it into a comedy club for a night because I'll know I'll sell tickets. Are you upset with, you know, are you saying that he shouldn't go on tour, that he shouldn't be doing comedy anymore? And if that's the case, I'll ask you, what should he then do? And should he, you know he's got to make a living somehow. I don't know how much money he's got left, but, you know, if are you saying that you'd be more comfortable with him making food or working in a store with changing rooms? I don't know if that's necessarily a better option. Or being a school bus driver or a bus driver, period? I don't know. I mean, where is that line? Or do we have a case where we've gotten to the point where some people's crimes are so heinous that we do not want you in, we're not going to put, you can't put you in jail, but we do not want you interacting with society. So we'll, what, cut you a check for, you know, $5,000 a month? So that you basically do not have to go interact with the rest of the world? I don't know if that's necessarily a good idea either. So, are you upset there? Are you upset with Acme? I mean, I think I can understand some people being upset with Acme, but at the same time, they're only, you know, someone else is going to bring them on in. And so if it's, you know, you can pick your battles on which, you know, where you want to get upset with. But someone would do it, and they just basically wouldn't do the interviews, and they just do the shows. And, of course, there are people that are going to show up for the show and yell at him from the crowd. And that is something that I have zero doubt. And, you know, you'll get thrown out of the club, so you'll, you know, the money that you spend on the tickets will get thrown away, but you might feel good about yourself. I don't know. That's up to – that's individuals. I'm not your parent. You go do what you're going to do, but, you know, just make sure you're not breaking any laws. But at the same time – you know, do you get mad at the comedy club, or do you get mad at the people who are buying the tickets? Because for me, that's the part that's the one that, why are you buying tickets, man? You know, if Bill Cosby came back on tour, you're saying you'd buy tickets for that? Come on. No. Gary Glitter, wasn't it Gary Glitter that did Rock and Roll Part 2? Da 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 da. Hey, da 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 da. Yeah, that song.
I'm not sure.
I think it was Gary Glitter. He got busted for that, and he was going on tour. He got. I think his was more underage. You know, the case, but he went back on tour, and people were paying tickets, and like, what are you doing?
Weird.
Yeah, exactly. That's the weird part for me is who wants to see him. Mm. And I think that, for me, feels like the weirdest part of the whole thing. You know, I don't condone Louis C.K. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to listen to any damn thing the guy has got to say. The guy wants to, you know, this is his, you know, chosen career field, and he wants to do this. You know, good luck. I'm not buying a ticket. I know most of the people I know would never buy a ticket to you. But the scary part is enough people do that Acme's bringing them on in. So then the question is, do you prevent him from going there? Because I guarantee you someone will bring him on in, whether it's a bar, whether it's a smaller arena, someone will bring him on in. 952-946-6205. I just don't think we can get to a point where we start just regulating what people can and cannot do for a career unless they've committed a crime against a certain group of people, henceforth – that being, you know, it's that like a kid does not have a choice getting on a school bus. They have to ride the school bus. So putting it, you know, a guy who's been convicted of being a pedophile driving the school bus, well, that's you're creating an no-win situation. I mean, a person doesn't want to be around Louis C.K. Not going to his show is about the easiest damn thing in the world to do. But I just don't know what you do here. And I just don't know if the criticism, if we're leveling the criticism in the right place. Is the criticism, you know, we can criticize Louis C.K., but is the criticism to Acme or is the criticism to the people who are buying the tickets? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
We're
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Mother's Day in the Twin Cities means the Mother's Day Buffet at the Park Tavern. On May 12th, treat mom to herb-crusted beef, broiled cod, honey-glazed ham, eggs benedict, breakfast and lunch sides, salads, and desserts. Mom even gets a free mimosa and a carnation. Seatings are from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. $21.95 for adults, seniors are $14.95. Kids are $10.95, 5 and under are free, and don't forget the hour of free bowling with every reservation. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, enjoy Mother's Day, Sunday the 12th, with the Park Tavern.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuchke, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
We are awake.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
The Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. No, do you say that the person is not allowed to get a career? I don't know where you go with that, because I think, you know, it's no matter what you're where you put this guy in his life, there's always going to be people in that office or business or in profession who are going to be like, I don't want to be anywhere near him. And I can, you know, if it was Maria Bamfield, the comedian, she made the point that it's like, this is a crime. I can't believe you're bringing this guy in here, and was very upset about that. I can buy that. And you saying to yourself, I'm never going to go back up on that stage again. I can buy that. That's very good. But I guess the question is are you upset with the people that with the people who are putting him on the stage, or the fact that they're putting him on the stage because there are going to be enough people that buy tickets to make it justifiable? And that's, you know, and you know, and is this for life? I mean, when the guy is 65, 70 years old, are we still going to, you know, be insisting we control what he can and cannot do as far as a career goes? And like I said, well, then at that point, maybe what we do is we just start, you know, writing him a $5,000 check and say, you know, your job now, we're paying you to basically not be seen in public. And maybe that's what we have to do. I don't know. 952-946-6205. I want to make sure I'm very clear about something. I'm in no way endorsing or condoning that guy. That dude is broken, man. That guy is broken. And it turns my stomach thinking about the comedy bits that I used to laugh at that guy before I knew what kind of creep he was. It just makes me sick. I'm not going to endorse him or condone him. I'm not going to encourage him to go on tour. I'm not going to go buy a ticket. I'm not going to do this. But he wouldn't be coming to town if there weren't people that were willing to do so. So 952-946-6205. The Trump administration has begun enforcing new rules that severely limit the number of journalists given press passes. By the way, this is your Dictator 101 alert for today. Basically, they're trying to limit the amount of people in the White House, and mainly they're targeting the Washington Post. Dana Milbank, a columnist at the Post who has held the White House press pass for 21 years, wrote Wednesday that he has been revoked as part of a mass purge among the greater press corps. Trump's elimination of briefings and other changes have devalued White House coverage anyway, but there's something wrong with the president having the power to decide which journalists can cover him, Milbank wrote. Now virtually the entire White House press corps is credentialed under exceptions, which means in a sense that they all serve at the pleasure of Press Secretary Sarah Sanders because they all fail to meet credentialing requirements. The new policy primarily affects reporters who held hard passes, long-term media credentials that allow the quickest access to the White House grounds. Sanders said in March that she would begin to review reporters' eligibility for passes, noting that to qualify, journalists would need to be physically present at the White House for your job 90 or more days in a 180-day window of time. The rule effectively requires journalists to work from the White House every day, every other day, but does not have considerations for trips, weekends, or vacations, according to Politico. Senior journalists can apply for an exemption. Milbank noted that seven other Post reporters who did not meet the time requirement were granted one, but he was not. The others in the media can apply for shorter-term passes that would have to be re-upped regularly. Sanders is also allowed to grant hard passes for special circumstances. So basically, all the Fox News guys will get the hard passes. But media people that they don't like. This is Dictator 101. Here's the part about this whole thing. When you look at Trump and you look at the White House and now they're restricting media and he's trying to restrict access, there's one undeniable reality. The next non-Trump president will have the ability to release all of this information, regardless of whether they can say a special counsel investigation into Trump is somehow secret and that he put it into his Dick Cheney man-sized safe so it doesn't get to be seen. The reality is you can order the Department of Justice, the Attorney General can order the Department of Justice to return any investigation that they've looked at. So if Trump is to leave office, they cannot keep this quiet. We will all find out the truth. My guess would be is he'll have a nice little house in either Saudi Arabia or Israel or in Russia for the rest of his life because he'll be too terrified to come back to the United States. But the question then becomes, will he be wanting to release power? And when Nancy Pelosi the other day made the point, she said that I'm not sure if he's going to release power if he loses. That's that's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And the truth is that I could see him trying to stay in power, try to fight to stay in power, especially if he feels as if he's able to hold all this information back from the public up until, say, September, October of next year, that there's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure on him to basically prevent anything from coming to light. And that'll be interesting to see what happens, but you know you're starting to get the press and locking them up and preventing them from covering the locking them out, I should say. Well, that's Dictator 101. Back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.
Is Fido's bad breath getting in the way of your relationship? Well, Teef is the answer to all your doggy dental care woes. They're inviting dog lovers in the Minneapolis area. Come on out for their pup-friendly launch party to celebrate the latest innovation in dog dental care. This innovative new product combines science with simplicity to make your dog's water bowl function like a molecular toothbrush. On Saturday, May 11th from noon to 3 p.m., bring your pup and come celebrate Teefapalooza at 56 Brewing and Tap Room in Northeast Minneapolis. There will be food trucks, live music, games, raffles, and partner vendors offering pet-friendly products and services. 5% of proceeds benefit the Animal Humane Society. This event is free to attend. Teef's patented prebiotic dental care technology launches as a water additive in a powder form that makes the difficult task of daily dental care as easy as scoop at drink. Saturday, May 11th at noon for Teefapalooza, taking place at 56 Brewing in Northeast Minneapolis, 3055 Northeast Columbia Avenue. Find out more at teefhealth.com. That's TEEF health.com.